The day centre over in St Connell's provided a magnificent service for the service users, and has done for a number of years now. And it's part of the HSE's overall policy of getting people back into the community with mental health issues. And since the lockdown came into place in March, that was closed. But now, after the restrictions were being lifted there, we were making inquiries, as were the service users, about getting back into the daycare centre. But unfortunately, it seems that the HSE have no plans or indeed a roadmap for that to happen. And I believe that it's having an ulterior effect on those service users who were using it on a daily basis, as it provided many supports, including meals, washing facilities, and also the major one is the socialisation and interaction of people with mental health issues with one another and with others in the community.
The HSE have also said that they're considering changes on how it can be delivered going forward. I'm sure from your perspective that also too raises concern as to how those services are going to be maintained in Letterkenny.
Yeah, because that seems to be a departure from the HSE's strategy and how they work and support people with mental health issues. It looks like nationally now that they're looking at how they operate these daycare centres, and they're talking about a personal, more centred approach and having a person-to-person interaction as opposed to a social aspect of what the daycare service has provided. And I would worry about that because we all know the lack of resources within the HSE, and there's no way that people who need that support on a daily basis will get the support that they're currently getting through the daycare centres on a one-to-one basis. What people need with mental health is they feel belonged and wanted, and that they're useful, and that they need to be in that social gathering. They need to be able to pick up and learn, and they also need to be supported in ways of, if it's only cooking meals, and making sure that their cleanliness and hygiene is at a high enough standard, and also that they have a good social, say, interaction with other people in the community. And I don't think one-to-ones will do that there, and certainly not in the way that the supports that the daycare centres provided.